in our Discord server, you're going to get banned for that. So use a real name. Don't say your name is David Pakman. That's not, we don't allow that. Let's try Zach from Orlando. Zach, you're on the air. Zach from Orlando, you're on the air.
Hey, David, can you hear me?
Just barely, Zach. Go ahead.
So my question is, as someone who considers himself pretty far left, I look at countries like Denmark or Norway, Sweden, Canada, et cetera, as countries that I would like the United States to kind of emulate.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of conservative family members. I'm like the only one that's even left, I guess.
Okay.
And I never hear them talk about any other country in a good way. I was wondering, are there countries that the United of conservatives praise or think are good?
You know, I mean, you really have to ask them. But what's really, really funny is that for these kind of hardcore Christian Republicans, the countries that most match their moral values are radical Islamist countries that have, you know, many of them want a Christian version of what many of these Muslim countries have. And so it's often what they envision as ideal is like Saudi Arabia, et cetera, even though they claim not to like those countries. And it's a very interesting contrast. But you'd really have to ask them. I don't know what countries they like. A lot of them say they like what Duterte has done and cleaning things up and whatever. You know, we're talking about a dictator here. You'd really have to ask them. But there's some pretty serious hypocrisy there for sure.
Of course, yeah. Well, thank you very much for picking on me. I didn't think I'd get called on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Great to speak to you. We're going to take a very, very quick break. If you're holding to talk to me, don't hang up because we're going to go right back to the phones momentarily. Stand by. All right, let's get back to the phones. Last show before Thanksgiving. We're going to hear from a bunch of different people. DavidPakman.com/Discord is the place where you can contact me. Let's go right into it and see what's on people's minds. Let's go to, is it Boruch or Baruch from Miami, Florida? Boruch from Miami, you're on the air. Please unmute and you'll be able to talk to me. And last chance for Boruch from Miami, Florida. Last opportunity to unmute yourself. And that's too bad. Let's go to Matt from Northern California. Matt, you're on the air next.
Hey, check 1, 2, David. Can you hear me?
You're coming in loud and clear, Matt.
David, thanks, man. I appreciate you taking the call.
Pleasure.
So, as stated, I live in rural Northern California. We're about 2 hours north of San Francisco. And
so is that like Humboldt County pot area?
Just south. I'm part of the Emerald Triangle, Mendocino County, actually. That'll be Mendo, Humboldt, and Trinity County.
Got it.
You know it a little bit. So from where I'm sitting, it's just this really interesting nexus of rural sort of urban resentment, mixed in with this infusion of kind of back to land, Berkeley liberal, organic, kind of culture clash. And mm-hmm. with that, the specific political moment we're in, I think, is this confusing identity crisis for especially like rural satellite counties of the Bay Area in Northern California. There's a lot of resentment towards San Francisco, you know, the rash of organized thefts recently, the COVID lockdowns. Also, there's this kind of libertarian common denominator in the resentment that's despite sort of some trappings of maybe some Trumpism, they're generally pro-gay marriage, they're pro-cannabis, but then sort of on the other political side, they're pro-firearm ownership. So, you know, I guess I'm just kind of curious about your perspective, David, on what Democratic messaging can do to start letting these, I think there's a huge place in the Democratic Party platform for a lot of these ideas, but there's some sort of communication breakdown and disconnect. And I'd love to know your thoughts on messaging. Have we given up on these populations? Is there an approach that you could see an inroad to get them considering the blue ticket?
Well, I hate to say this because it's such an important issue, but if you're talking about strategy, which is great, I love it. If we want to talk about strategy, you probably don't want to attack guns and gun owners. I mean, it's crazy to say it, but as we've looked at in a number of studies, when the topic of guns is a factor in elections, it tends to be good for Republicans and bad for Democrats, and it serves as a disincentive for people to vote for Democrats. So I'm the ultimate pragmatist. I'm not saying gun safety doesn't matter. I'm not saying we don't have a massive gun safety issue in the U.S. We do. But after the Sandy Hook shooting, with Barack Obama being president, had the House and Senate, still weren't able to get universal background checks passed, even with like 88 or 90% American support for it. That doesn't mean I'm saying we give up on the issue at all.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
misunderstanding or you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down.
From their 1983 debut album, that's The Chameleons here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Up the Down Escalator. Before The Chameleons, how about some Candy Flip doing their version of Strawberry Fields Forever? A-ha went back to 1985. I'm pretty sure it came out in 1985. Their debut album, Hunting High and Low, the second single from A-ha, The Sun Always Shines on TV. And people are like, oh, but Moxter, they were a one-hit wonder. Not in Moxter world. A, he got that album for Christmas. He did, and he listened to it all the time. And B, he actually owns a release called Headlines and Deadlines, The Hits of A-ha. Not the hits, the hits of A-ha. Now, before the A-ha, Lou Reed. Lou Reed starting off everything. From the rock and roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed, my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every week at this very time, and I appreciate when you can take the time to tune in and listen and find out what's going on. I barely know what's going on, but I do know I'm going to kill some time with you. I am. And speaking of killing time, you know, you can pull up a chair and have breakfast for dinner on Sunday nights here in WRCT. Yeah, Chris Wired is back, and he serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Inside all of that, what is it? Power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that actually feeds the mind. Again, it's Sunday nights from 10 to 11 p.m., and he has an encore Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, or you can stream it at wrct.org. If you got a suggestion for a song, you got to drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I will make sure to try to get it into a future show.
Like a bad deed, like a bounce. yourself, what is that beautiful house? You may ask yourself, where does that highway go to? And you may ask yourself, am I right? Am I wrong? And you may say to yourself, my God, what have I done?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing under ground. Into the pool again, into the silent water. Under the rocks and stones, there is water underground. Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing under ground. Into the pool again, after the money's gone. Once in a lifetime, water flowing under ground.
Same as it ever was.
Yeah.
got a girl who lives with me. I got a girl, she smells so sweetly. I got a girl, she loves her dog. I got a girl, I love her dog too. I got a girl who stares in the mirror. I got a girl who blames it on her period. I got a girl, she is so right. I got a girl, she's my
from there, I Am an Elastic Firecracker. That's a Tripping Daisy here on the Viva La Mock radio program with I Got a Girl. I think that song actually peaked at number 95 on the Billboard charts back in 95. Hey, before that, I was speaking of the 90s from 96. Yeah, 25 years ago, the first single off of Weezer's second album, Pinkerton, with El Scorcho. Then I went back to the 80s because, you know what, I do that a lot. 1980 is the year that Talking Heads released Remain in Light, their fourth studio album. Pulled Once in a Lifetime off that For You. And then from 1983, Athens, Georgia's own Pylon from Chomp with Yo-Yo. Hey, speaking of 80s and 90s, I do want to remind you that I, the Mockster, hang out down at Arsenal Lanes on Thursday nights. For 80s, 90s night, I play the best and worst of 80s and 90s music while people bowl. Been doing it for years and years and years. And I'm doing it again. Still. Hey, do you want to hear some excellent music scrambled up every Tuesday night at 9 p.m.? You can tune in and listen to Scrambled Eggs with DJ Over Easy right here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Also want to remind you, I got an email last week. I'm reminding you of an email you have no clue about. So I want to remind you I got an email last week. That's what I'm reminding you of. But what was the content of that email? It came from my friends over at Get Hip Records, and they said, hey, Moxter, I want to let you know there is a show coming to town that should be on your calendar and every one of your listeners' calendars. And I'm like, well, what is it? And they're like, well, it's Josie Cotton. And I was like, whoa, mind blown. And it's true, Josie Cotton is coming to town. She is playing the Government Center on the north side on Tuesday, October 12th. And it sounds like it's going to be a great show, doesn't it? So I've marked my calendar. Now I'm just requesting. All you have to do is mark your calendars. I'm not telling you anything more than that. Just mark your calendar. Right, Josie Cotton, October 12th, Government Center, north side. As a reminder, that's why I'm asking you to do that. So then I thought, you know what? I should play some Josie Cotton. In fact, I'll play a whole set of music that's kind of, when I think of some of the great songs that Josie's put out, I think of these other songs, too. This is how my brain works. So let's go to a song that she recorded specifically for a movie she was in back in 1983. We are talking about Valley Girl. Later came out on her 1984 album, but... No, school is in. It's Josie Cotton here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
Yeah. Johnny. Are you Johnny? There was one guy named Johnny, but he was a total geek. He always had food in his braces. Answer me, Debbie. Who's Johnny? Oh, God, this is like that movie Citizen Kane, you know, where you later find out Rosebud was a sled, but we'll never know who Johnny was because, like, she's dead.
We'll be right back.
Title track from their 1986 album, Stop Pretending. That's the Pandoras here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the Pandoras, some Go-Go's from 1981 from their debut album, Beauty and the Beat, with How Much More. Then I went to a 1983 B-side. It was actually a B-side for a single called I Like 'Em Big and Stupid by Julie Brown with the Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun. Now, I'll tell you, about 20 years ago after Columbine, Julie Brown actually came out and said, I'm not really comfortable performing that song anymore, even though the circumstances were quite different than the real life events that happened at Columbine, and it was to be a comedy. In fact, it was an ode, kind of a tribute to those teen tragedy songs as sung by a Valley Girl of the time. And speaking of Valley Girls of the time, from the movie Valley Girl, Josie Cotton with School Is In. Josie Cotton will be in Pittsburgh. Yeah, on Tuesday, October 12th at the Government Center. So I wanted to play some Josie Cotton for you. And while I'm thinking of, like, kind of this, let's say, this style of music, it only makes me think of Jay Thurber and his little program called Radio 9. What is it? It's a show that happens right here in WRCT each and every Saturday afternoon from noon until 3 p.m. He plays a bunch of oldies. He'll play a bunch of newies. There'll be a bunch of snark in there. It's only done as Jay Thurber can do it, and that's called Really, Really Well. It's each and every Saturday from noon until 3 here on Independent Freeform Radio, WRCT. You know, speaking of oldies, let's go back to one of those girl groups that was maybe the inspiration for some of these artists.
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you.
Wait.
Nikki and the Corvettes wrapping up that short set of music with Just What I Need, originally released on the Bomp record label. Before that, from 1989, I believe 89, I'm pretty sure, or it was 88, but I'm pretty sure 89, from the pop art album Transvision Vamp with I Want Your Love. And started off the entire set, yeah, went back to the 1960s for the Angels and My Boyfriend's Back, because you know what? He is, and you're going to be in trouble. My name's Paul. If you've got a suggestion for a song, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. This is a program called Viva La Mock, and I appreciate you listening. Got an important message to get you at the top of the hour, which is happening pretty much right now.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Yeah. You are listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the next hour of classic and traditional blues. In the next 60 minutes, we're going to hear from Furry Lewis down in Memphis, Tennessee. Something done changed his mind. Memphis Slim as well, one of his neighbors and contemporaries on the piano. Dr. Ross from down in Texas Way. A nice little tune as well on Sun Records. But first, let's hear a little something from Snooks Eaglin from his Blacktop release called Out of Nowhere. Came out in 1988 on CD. This is the Mailman Blues. Snooks Eaglin on the Deep Blues Hour.